Howdy-do, buckaroos. This is the Mac Observer Daily Observations podcast. I am sitting down with Brent Simmons today, and if that name sounds familiar to you, it may be for a few reasons. You may know him as the voice behind The Omni Show over at The Omni Group. You may know him as the name behind Net Newswire, which is actually the thing that we're here to talk about today. Hi, Brent.
Hey, how's it going, Kelly?
Good. How are you?
Awesome. It's actually sunny for a change.
So there too? Here as well. So
it's beautiful.
I sort of didn't know what to do. I had to go look up, like, why is there a giant ball of fire in the sky? It was very confusing. For people who don't know,
what we both decided to do is go inside and record a podcast.
Yes, my first reaction was to go inside and hang out on the internet. So for people who don't know, I live in Portland and Brent lives in Seattle, and so we do sometimes get similar weather, and particularly when there's a couple of days in the in February when the sun comes out and it kind of freaks out everybody up here in the Northwest. So that's what's happening. Now you're up to speed. Now, Brent, like I said, I wanted to talk to you about Net Newswire, and part of the reason for that is because Net Newswire has a long and storied history.
It does. I started working on it in 2002. And shipped 1.0 of Net Newswire Lite that year and continued to work on it for many years. At some point, I sold it to another company, and then I joined that company and kept working on it. And then eventually, we sold it to Black Pixel in 2011, and they took care of it for a while. And then, must be about a year and a half ago now, I got the name back from Black Pixel. And okay. So I'm once again working on Net Newswire. It's a whole brand new app, you know, started over from scratch. But in spirit, it's very much like, you know, older versions that I used to work on.
Okay. Now, what is Net Newswire? What does it do? Who's it for? That for people who don't have any idea what we're talking about when we talk about Net Newswire.
That's a good question. It's an RSS reader, which means you can choose your favorite blogs, your favorite news sites, and add the URL to NetNewswire, and it will bring you the news. So anytime there's a new article of some kind, you'll see it there. NetNewswire also keeps track of what you've read and what you haven't. So you're not, you know, looking at an article wondering, oh, did I read this one yet or not? You know, so, yeah, it's pretty nice. The news comes to you. Back in 2002, people would call it TiVo for the internet. Now that's an old, that's an old metaphor, but maybe it gives you an idea.
Yeah. I like it because one of the nice things about RSS as a concept is that you can go to one place and read a bunch of things. So if you read all the Apple news, you can load up, you know, five or six, like all the news from those sites since the last time you checked in on each of them without having to open all of those tabs in a web browser, scroll through them, and then sort of remember, like, this sounds familiar. I think I've read everything now, and then move on to the next website. I also like it because you don't have to be limited to that. So, you know, if you read a couple of Apple sites and a couple of Trailblazers websites or Seattle Sonics websites. I know that's not a thing anymore.
Sadly, don't make me cry.
I know. I was a Sonics fan as a child before.
Before
the Blazers were a going concern, I was a Sonics fan. And you know, if you read a little bit of sports, a little bit of world news or political news, or you know, and also some technology news, you can kind of have all of that together, and you know that you've read everything. You know, because they all get marked as red, and it's really nice. That's the thing that I appreciate about it. So, what are you doing to make it more modern? Obviously, it's an app that's been around for quite a while.
Yeah. So, you know, we started over with a fresh user interface. Wanted to make sure that you know, looks like a modern Mac interface. We started with the Mac app, and it is, you know, and It looks good. It's not super fancy. It's meant not to be super fancy. But I think it definitely looks like a Mac app, and it looks good. And we're applying that same philosophy to the iOS app. It's very much a, you know, these are Apple's conventions and styles, and we're just using those and trying to make it look nice and make it usable. We're also trying to make it fast. That's a big thing.
Love yes.
Fast. One of the things I'm most proud of is the searching in both the Mac and iOS apps. Searching is really fast. Okay. And one of the things I like about that, for instance, in my work at Omni, doing marketing, I like to see when somebody, say, writes something about OmniFocus. So I can go into the Newswire, type in OmniFocus, and it will bring up all the articles from, you know, the various podcasts and blogs and so on that I follow. And it's just about instantaneous. It's really cool.
Wow. That's really great. Now, a lot of people, when talking about search, would say search is just one of the many, 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 many things that this app can do. But that's really not the case with NetNewsWire.
Right. It is, even though it's NetNewsWire 5.0, it really is actually a 1.0 product. It's a brand new, complete ground up rewrite. And, you know, we're very adamant about making sure that what we do super well. So it doesn't have a whole lot of features yet, partly because it's still young, which is weird to say about NetNewsWire, but it is.
Yes.
This reincarnation of it is still young. And partly because, you know, we go slow with it, right? We don't want to add a thing that kind of ruins the feel of the app or makes it slow or makes it just heavyweight in some way. We don't want that. So, yeah, we go a little slower on features and just make sure we retain the spirit, what we love about the app.
Yeah, and you do love the app, which is why it was exciting for you to get the name back and resurrect it, as it were, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, super exciting. Yeah, in fact, I was working on an RSS reader called Evergreen, and just on my own for about 3 years, not even saying publicly what I was working on. And eventually I did release some kind of early testing builds of Evergreen. And then I got the name NetNewsWire back from Black Pixel and just renamed Evergreen to NetNewsWire. So either way, I was going to be writing another RSS reader.
Yeah. Now, tell me a little bit, because, you know, you started with NetNewsWire, and then NetNewsWire went off to Black Pixel. And so your next move was to build another RSS reader. So what is it about RSS that has such appeal for you?
I'm a voracious reader. I'm also kind of a voracious writer, too. And you can kind of see that in NetNewsWire, of course, but also in another app I created a long time ago called Mars Edit, which we then sold to Daniel Jowkett in Red Sweater. And he's been great with it. But Mars Edit was actually like a small piece of NetNewsWire 1.0 that we separated out into another app because it really needed to be in another app. And it's had its own life since. But my favorite apps always have to do with reading and writing.
Okay.
I was going to be a writer when I grew up, and then I became a software developer. But really, I think I'm a writer who's a software developer just so I have something to write about.
That's a good system. That's a really excellent way to just make sure that you always have something to write about.
Absolutely. And, you know, my blog's been going for over 20 years now.
Yeah, and where is that blog?
Inessential.com.
That's how you can tell, because it's an actual word, and it's just one with no weird dashes or anything in it.
Yeah,
.com. Yeah, that's how you know it's an old school domain registration.
Yeah.
So what has been interesting about this new version and bringing this new version to life? That was one of the things I wanted to know about. I mean, I personally know a little bit of this, full disclosure. I do beta test on NetNewsWire, and I've known Brent for a long time. So that was why I wanted to get a chance to talk to him about this and share it with all of you. So
this time around, we're doing it a little differently. I spent a few years just kind of in secret myself building the foundation, but then decided to make it an open source app. And we've got a really great little team of people working on it now. And I've become almost more of a manager than a coder, though I still write code. and it's manager, designer, marketer, you know, all the other hats that a piece of software needs.
Sure.
But it's so much fun. I loved working on NetNewsWire back in the 2000s and so on. That was a thrill. This is 10 times better. Having a team of people who are enthusiastic and love working on it with me has been just enormously satisfying. Easily the best part of my career.
That's fantastic. And so if somebody were interested in this and wanted to find out more about NetNewsWire, would they go to your website, or does NetNewsWire have a site of its own?
They would go to ranchero.com/NetNewsWire.
Okay.
Or if you just go to ranchero.com, there's a big NetNewsWire link right there.
It's right there on the front. Hey, look at that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our sponsor this week is Zapier. And Zapier is the easiest way for you to automate your work. The short version of this is that it helps you connect all of your stuff to all of your other stuff. The concrete example I can give you is one from our own Dave Hamilton, who likes to read out the people who become paying members of Mac Geek Gab. And the way he used to have to do that was to go find all of those transactions by hand, copy all of the information out of each of those transactions, and then move them over to a spreadsheet where he would read them from the spreadsheet. He was able to take Zapier and hook that stuff up so that it happened for him automatically. All you have to do is go to our special link. This is just for you, my listeners. And if you go to zapier.com/TDO, that's ZAPIER.com/TDO, you can connect the apps that you use the most, and then Zapier will handle the rest. You can add things to a spreadsheet like Dave is doing. You can do all kinds of stuff with that. And you will get a free 14-day trial from Zapier by doing so. One more time, that's zapier.com/TDO. And we'd like to thank them for sponsoring the show today. So, because this is a podcast, I'm hoping that you knew that this question would be inevitable. Tell us a little bit about the Omni Show, where other people can hear you if they enjoy listening to you now.
Sure. The Omni Show is at... I think it's now I have to look it up. I think it's theomnishow.omnigroup.com.
Okay.
Yes, that's exactly it. And that's a thing I do at my day job at Omni. I interview people about how they use different Omni apps. I've done a lot of interviews with Omni employees, and that too is a lot of fun. I love podcasting.
I do too.
I especially like being able to bring on people who wouldn't. Whose voices you don't normally hear, right? Like we're all used to listening to, well, you, John Gruber, John Siracusa, a lot of people like that, you know. And there are friends, you know, week in, week out. But there are so many people in our industry who are so interesting and cool, but you don't know their names, you haven't heard them talk. And so I really like to give those people at least one episode to themselves. It's so much fun.
Yeah, and one thing that I enjoy about the Omni Show is the way that you can get people to be really conversational about like using OmniFocus, for example, or using Omni Outliner, which in themselves, for the most part, are not inherently exciting apps. They're not games. They, you know, they're like, this helps me get something done, whether it's, you know, this is where I manage all of my tasks, or this is where I organize writing together, things like that. Finding out the use cases and the way people apply their own workflows to this sort of thing is part of what I really like about getting to listen to the show. And then getting to hear from people who maybe are people that I know, or you know, a friend of a friend kind of a thing, and getting the opportunity to kind of hear more about what they're up to. It will not surprise anybody that one of the episodes I remember the most is the one where you talked to Mark Bosco about, and I don't remember who else, about tiki-based beverages.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yes, that was a good one.
That was a good one, yeah.
For several reasons. Number one, it was fun to get to listen to Mark talk. And number two, because I'm always on the lookout for a good tiki drink recipe. So
that's
always nice. Mm-hmm. So... With this new app, one of the things that I also wanted to find out about, since your position is different, I know that that might change your perspective a little bit, but what is it like to code with Swift UI and some of these more modern tools compared to what you were having to use at the turn of the century?
Well, certainly things progress all the time. One thing I really like about Swift is that I think it is way better when you have a team that's collaborating. You know, having stricter type checking, having it's a lot safer, right? It's harder to write crashing bugs in Swift. It's not impossible, but it's harder. and so all that kind of stuff really helps. I still have a major soft spot for Objective-C because I wrote on it for so many years, and even though Objective-C is ugly on the screen, underneath it's beautiful. And, you know, so I kind of miss it. But, you know, I don't miss it enough to actually make us use it. So Swift. And we did a little bit with Swift UI, but it was too soon. We had to back out and use just more traditional UI kit stuff. But we'd love to use Swift UI. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Hopefully this year's WWC will bring enough improvements that we'll be able to start using it.
Yeah, and WWDC turns out to be a really busy time for you, I guess, on both fronts then, doesn't it? Since that sort of plans out the summer there at Omni.
Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah, it's when we get our marching orders and we know, will we really have a summer at all? This past year, no, we didn't. There was just so much. I mean, and we love that, right? Apple brings all these great new features, but it tends to mean an awful lot of work. Maybe this year will be a little gentler on us. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, a more Snow Leopard style release where we're just going to refine the things the things we already have and just sort of.
Yeah.
I think we need it. The bolt tightening release is always what I call that one. You know, cinch everything down, make sure it's all actually working the way it's supposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then everybody there at Omni can go outside and enjoy a sunny day once in a while.
Yeah, right. Because as you and I both know, summers in the Pacific Northwest are amazing. So beautiful.
Yes. It's so nice to be outside. Today, not here because it's like 40 degrees, but clear and sunny. So that's the other reason this is a sunny day best enjoyed inside.
Yeah,
it looks so nice out there, but I was out there earlier. And that sunshine is lying to me. So welcome to a conversation between two people from the Pacific Northwest, where a good portion of it is, dude, the sun is out today. that tends to be
It means we get to see the mountains, which is pretty cool.
I mean, yes, same here. In fact, it's clear enough today. I think you and I are looking at the same mountain, which would be Rainier.
Yeah.
When it's extra clear here, we can see Mount Rainier. So, is there anything else about NetNewsWire that you want to tell us about? If people are interested in it, in picking up their own TiVo for the internet.
Sure. Well, I don't know if we actually mentioned that it's free, because it is. It's free.
It is.
So there's really no reason you can't check it out. Because I'm not going to charge you any money. In fact, if you try to send me money, I'll say no. Don't do it. I'll get kind of mad at you, actually. So yeah. Don't offer money. And we're releasing the iOS app sometime in March, we think. So that's coming really, really soon.
As of now, it's coming sooner than later. I think in software, unless it's tomorrow, I think you kind of have to be squishier about it. So
yes, right, because you honestly just don't know.
Right.
I love when people ask me, oh, what's your ETA, when are you going to do whatever? It's like, no idea, this is software, we could possibly know.
Yeah, it's not tomorrow, so I have no answer.
Yeah,
that's basically what I have found in all the time I've spent with software. So excellent. Well, I want to thank you for coming by. And where we've talked about how if people want to read what you are up to, that's inessential.com. And NetNewsWire is at ranchero.com.
Yep.
All right. Then where else can the people find you if they're so inclined, aside from the Omni show?
I'd say start on my blog. There's links on the bottom of the page to other places. Go to inessential.com. That's really me on the web.
Excellent. All right. Well, Brent, thank you so much for coming by to talk to me today.
Oh, thank you.
And
it's been a pleasure.
As Brent said, you can find out more at inessential.com and at ranchero.com about NetNewsWire. Go check it out. And that's going to do it for us. I will talk to all of you later. Yay. Thank you. That was fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. That's the whole thing. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Like I said, I have to be gone next week. So I'm trying to get like a couple of, you know, sit down and chat with a developer kind of things in the can. And then I can put those out next week when I won't be around. And then it won't have to be up to everybody else to come up with a show.
Right. You are smart. Yeah. So I'll see you at WWDC, right?
Yes.
You'll be there whenever that's going to be this year.
Yes. It's looking
good. Seattle anytime sooner.
I'm hoping, because it's fun to GTFO every so often. And you guys are, is it the first Thursday?
It's the second and fourth Thursday.
Second and fourth. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought
best,
first.
The best one is the fourth.
Okay.
Because the second, we have an actual meeting. The fourth, we just hang out.
Okay.
So that's really...
Yeah. Second would be hard because second Tuesday is karaoke here.
Oh, sure. Right. Turn right around and fourth Thursday, one of these
That
days.
Would be hard. And I'd also just have to be Arthur my way through the entire meeting. Just,
Yeah.
Especially if it was a good night at karaoke. So, yeah. Anyway, you can always tell.
What you really want is a fifth Thursday because we do karaoke on those. I don't know if there are any coming up, but we honestly do.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, we do. On fifth Thursdays, we go to, there's only three or four a year, but we go to a place called the Water Wheel in Ballard. And it's not like the Voice Box. It's just, a dive bar with karaoke. But it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, but that's awesome too, in its own way. Yeah. Yeah, that's always a good time. All right. Well, thank you